First question, though, is about the culture of surfing in Tasmania. Yesterday, I spoke to current state champion Brooke Mason, who won the much sought-after title at the Marowak West Coast Classic. And this is what she said to me yesterday.
But, Rick, what I'd really like to say while I'm on radio is that I wasn't really that impressed with the fact that the men won $1,000. And there was actually really no cash at all for the women. I thought it was a little bit slim on. Second, third and fourth also got a whole lot of cash. And, you know, it's a bit of a shame in this modern age, you know, where women can vote and drive cars, that we don't get cash. So I just wanted to ask, I guess, Tasmania what they thought about this. Whether they thought that, I mean, I guess there's obviously less competitors in the women's division than the men, but, I mean, I'd be happy with a third of the money.
Well, Tasmania has said things like, Kristen has said, no, that's not okay, close the pay gap. Women and men ought to be able to win prizes the same amount. Christy has said, no, it's not. There's a lot of comments to that vein. Shane Clark is Executive Officer for Surfing Tasmania. Hi, Shane.
G'day, Rick. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I had some dads yesterday as well, saying, well, my daughter surfs. I feel bad about that. Why is there not similar prize money or any prize money for the female surfers?
Well, it really gets down to a depth of field. But look, first of all, I'd just like to say, look, Brooke's one of our great role models in Tasmania for girls as far as surfing goes, and she's been around for a while. She's the current state champion and the West Coast champion. So, you know, we take certainly listen to what Brooke has to say, and we take it seriously. But look, in respect of the prize money for the West Coast Classic in particular, which is what this issue is about, it's, at the end of the day, Brooke actually knew before she started in the competition how the prize money was being divided, and that was because of the depth of the field. Now, a lot of our female surfers are away at the moment or injured. Lizzie Stokes is in Queensland. Sarah Gray's in Queensland. Zoe Gray's injured. So we had just a single final of four girls as opposed to 30 in the open, five heats, where they had to surf through four rounds just to get to the final. And so far, our general policy on money has been that it's awarded on the depth of the fields that we have. But, you know, that being said, the event itself was a huge success. And if you talk to any of the parents and kids down there who went to the event, the $10,000 prize pool, if you like, cash and prize pool, was massive. The kids could not believe how much gear they got. And Brooke actually received nearly $800 worth of prizes and trophies. So, you know, it's not a total one-way argument as far as the girls get nothing and the boys get everything. In this respect also, of course, the sponsors have a say in where the prize money goes. And we haven't had prize money for, most of the 40 years of the event itself. It's only the last couple of years where Glenn Saltmarsh, who's the event director, has been working really hard in the local area at Circular Head. And he has local businesses who've come on board, and their priority was to support the open men's. And Surfing Tasmania supports that at the moment. But we've actually gone through a bit of a restructure, if you like, an administrative restructure of the West Coast Classic as part of a staged transition of the event, we think, over the next few years into something else. We're not quite sure what it's going to be, but money may be part of it, it may be not. But anyway, that's where we're at the moment, Rick.
If it's on depth, could she just enter the men's if there aren't enough women?
She did. She did compete in one of the men's heats.
Uh-huh.
As well. See, surfers can enter two divisions. And the girls, particularly in this instance, because we had such a small open women's field with so many away, they usually enter the open men's to get another go at the prize money, if you like, or the prize pool. But it's usually just for the competition. They enter their second division.
So Shane...
Yes?
Sorry, so... If there were 20 women or 15 women who'd entered, would there have been a cash prize?
There may well have been, yes. Certainly we would have been able to have talked to the sponsors, the people who provide the cash money. Surfing Tasmania doesn't provide cash money. We don't provide prizes, although in this instance we actually put up a surfboard for the juniors and it was won by a girl.
Mm.
That's a $500 surfboard. But it's the sponsors ultimately that decide in negotiation with the event director about where the prize money is to go. But when you've got five heats of open men's the 30 surfers sort of needing to work through four rounds to get the final. So they have to surf five times to even have a go at the money, where the girls just turn up, go out for 25 minutes and surf their heat, the four of them, and whatever. So that decision was made well before the event even started, when we knew what the entries were.
Do you think, Shane, it would be possible if there was a cash prize that would be more attractive to more surfers over a 4 or 5 year period as a strategy?
Well, to be quite honest, Rick, we found it makes no difference. Believe it or not.
With surfers, I can possibly believe it for entries, but I wonder over a long period of time if it would make a difference.
Well, if it comes to money, then it's a sad state of affairs. If surfers will only turn up to events based on money, and that is certainly not our experience, that if they only want money, then, you know, they ought to switch sports, because...
But if it comes to showing...
Unless you're a professional, we're an amateur organisation, like most sports in Tasmania, and sometimes money is available, sometimes it's not. Most of the money that we have goes into coaching and sort of programs and things like that, and it's just the way it is at the moment. But times change and people's attitudes change and we change as we go along. We reflect what our members want. And at the moment, they're really happy with the, seem to be, that's the feedback we get, with our events all around the